Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Welcome, New York. Welcome, the rest of the United States. Welcome to all my streamers on my website, brucehallsports.com. On Roy's series of websites, sportsmancave.com. What we're finding out is, you know, I'm an old guy. You know, I'm older than most people on the radio, except for Bob Wolf, that's for sure. I just pray I'm still kicking when I'm Bob's age. Bob's doing a great job up in New York. Not sure if he was live today or not, but I listen to his show while we're getting ready, and I love to listen to Bob, and I love the fact that he has these young kids on all the time because, in my opinion, in a suburban area like Westchester, it's important that you get involved in the with the high school kids and the junior high school kids and all of the amateur sports. And I take my hat off to Bob for that. Roy Edwards, my guy, is not going to be on the air for a little while. We're going to have him on later. He had to do a big gig down at the shore where his parents are last night. And I was all set to actually babysit his little kid if he came back. He's got a little boy, Aubrey, who's a great kid. I think I pronounced his name right. And he just got busy yesterday and probably is in the process, knowing Roy, of just moving around because he's kind of a late-night guy. I'm a late-night guy, too, but I've normally taken a four-hour nap before I get up at 2 o'clock, and I'm a late-night guy. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. It's almost NFL season, regular season time. It's getting good. Week 2 is over with. We're going to talk a little bit about the preseason and about some of these teams and how they look. A lot of handicappers follow me, especially on my website, BruceHallSports.com, because I get, and you can always email me at tickets@BruceHallSports. That's tickets@BruceHallSports. You can follow me on Twitter @BruceHallSports, and please tweet me. You know, if you've got a Twitter account and you like to have all the information going on, you know, I'm pretty active. Don't have a ton of followers. I don't ask for followers. I have great followers. A lot of beat writers follow me. A lot of beat writers come on my show today. We're going to have Mike Wise of the Washington Post, which was just bought by, who bought them, Matt? Google? No. It's the people that you buy the books from.
It's the owner of Amazon. It's not the actual company Amazon.
The owner bought them.
Jeff Bezos.
Wrote him a check. I guess he cut him a check for, I don't know, $595 million, does that sound about right?
It was
right?
Like tens of dollars, I know that.
Yeah, you know
at least
what?
Tens of
well,
dollars.
Well, the Post has historically never split their stock. If you go to the New York Stock Exchange and look at the Washington Post, it trades publicly. I don't think it's ever split. I mean, it's been as high as, you know, $1,000 a share, $1,200 a share, but it's never split. And I think that they'd like to do that because, A, they want – they don't want their stock being sold all over the place. It's kind of a almost a privately held type thing. Do we have a call?
I think we have Roy on the line.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. He's up? Roy.
Hey, buddy.
How'd your gig go last night?
I went.
Did you have a gig, or was that just the cover story? Because, you know, I'm used to where I read a lot of CIA, FBI stuff. I caught you in a lie already yesterday, so just don't even bother. Hey, you know, by the way.
You didn't catch me in a lie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so you went from, let me get this straight. You went from Falls Church to 2 hours away down on the bay in an hour. No, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Hey, listen. We got a
what
good show.
What are you talking about? It takes an hour and a half to get down here, and yes,
So you threw your boy in, and you went down there, and is everything cool? Copacetic?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, everything's great.
Did you get a good night's sleep, or did you get to bed
Don't try to act like I lied to you.
Oh, I don't know, man. You were moving awful quick for you. That's all I got to say. Hey, I don't care. Listen, I got 30, 35, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids that play baseball for me June and July. You don't think I hear lies all the time? It's no big deal. And if you told me the truth, it's fine. Matt's like, Matt's looking at me like he owns the show. Matt, I'm going to say what I want to say on the air. Don't worry about it. Hey, Roy, let's talk a little bit about who's going to be on the show. First segment, want to go over some stuff. We'll go over a little baseball when you get back. We're, Mike Wise is going to be on. I don't think we can even keep you on the air, can we, Matt? So Mike's going to come on. We're going to talk about his latest thing, which is all kinds of stuff. He's actually been getting very involved in Major League Baseball lately, if you've read some of his stuff. We're not going to bore everybody with the Redskin thing because that just takes too long and it's so stupid anyway. I mean, after a certain point, you don't want to even hear about it. But, you know, Michael's from the Bay Area. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, why the Nationals and why the San Francisco Giants are sucking so bad right now. And it's really not hard to figure out because in Major League Baseball, from year to year, you know, you can go from the outhouse to the White House in, you know, pretty quickly and back. And that's important, too. What's going on with Sports Man Cave? Anything super this week? You want to plug anything real quick while we're on first segment?
Sure. Well, Friday we'll be in Morgantown. It's our kickoff event.
Oh, that's right. Is that this week?
Yeah. It is.
Okay, so you're going to be up there, right?
Yes, sir.
Got to get your call in. Okay, and now what are you going to be doing? You got a party Friday night?
Yeah, it's Friday night. It's a big whiskey. There's a band there. I don't remember the
Led Zeppelin? I've heard of them.
No, I forget what their name is.
It's a little band called the Beatles.
They can't even spell Beatles.
So they're really good.
They spell Beatles wrong. They got an A in it. It's really stupid. Hey, so you're going to be there Friday night. There's going to be a band. You're going to be handing out stuff, knowing you, like tons of T-shirts. If you're listening from Morgantown, mm-hmm. West Virginia, trust me, there's nothing better to do that night than to go see Roy. Because you'll have fun. Are you going to be DJing?
No.
You're not going to, like, spin? That's ridiculous. You really should. Wouldn't that be fun? Couldn't you, Roy, couldn't you spin and do your show? I mean, you're doing your Friday night show, right, up there?
Yeah.
I mean, and what's the name of your Friday night show?
The Friday night show is We're All Ears.
We're All Ears, meaning Mountaineers, right? Kind of. In a weird way.
And it's a play on words, you know, because we're all ears, you know.
Yeah.
Because people fall in.
Now, are you going to be, is it true you're going to be handing out, you're going to be handing out gift certificates to for dental work and toothpaste and a toothbrush to everybody that walks in up there? See, for those of you in New York that have no clue what we're talking about, everybody that's not from West Virginia makes fun of West Virginia just because they're, you know, it's a little goofy, a little hilly. Little back homesy, but West Virginia is a pretty cool place, actually. It really is. And it used to be part of the state of Virginia for years and years and years. It was, I don't think it became a separate state until after the Civil War. After the Civil War.
1863.
Well, during the Civil War, what was easy to make decisions back then, Mr. President, you weren't even listening to anybody south of the Mason-Dixon line. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership, Roy, is being threatened. This is important. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and to protect home ownership. Roy, are you going to hang on for us?
Sure.
All right. Now, you can't because Mike Wise is calling in at the 15. As soon as I'm done with Michael, Roy, you're going to have to call back in and we're going to do the show.
All right.
From there, we'll be back in a minute. On Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
While we're waiting for Mike Wise of the Washington Post to call in and do a segment or two with us, I'm going to go over the standings in the American League and the National League. This is something that Roy and I like to do. We're also going to give you our picks later. I think we're going to wait till the last two segments to do our baseball today because it is NFL season. And I got to tell you, there's nothing more exciting to me. I get goosebumps just thinking about the season starting. You know, I compete in the National Handicappers Bowl. NHBowl.com is their website address, NHBowl.com. And I'll be competing again like I have for the past 20 years plus. And I've won it once. I think I've placed second three or four times. Last year, I was like fifth and sixth. And I'll be honest with you, I was right on the bump, on the bubble. I didn't make, you know, there was no plus or minus. It was basically I was at 53.6% or something, which sucks, really, when you're in the business, because you want to be close to 60. If you're not at 60%, you're not really doing anything for anybody. The only thing I can do is I can speak educably. I think that's a word. I have a pretty good idea of how to handicap the NFL. I've been doing it since college. It's a lot of fun. It's hard. College football, you know, I go on Roy's college show on sportsmancave.com from time to time, and we'll be going on this year. I'm going to have to do a little bit of handicapping, Matt. At the college level, because it's easier to handicap college, in my opinion, because they don't adjust the numbers like they do, because there's so much betting in Vegas and everywhere at the last minute in college. And in the pros, it's not like that. In the pros, a lot of guys are playing their games Thursday, Friday. Even, you know, Saturday it gets a little busier. Then Sunday it's not as bad in the pros. It's horrible on all day Saturday. Have we got a call in? Not yet. Anyway, let's go over the standings real quick. In the American League, the Boston Red Sox still hold a two-game lead, and it's probably larger than that. It might be a half game larger than that over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay cooled off a little bit this week, and so did Boston. Between the two of them, their last 10 games, they're 7-13. The Baltimore Orioles also cooled off. They went 5-5 their last 10. They're 5.5 games back. Really, nothing's changed. The Yankees have crept up a little bit, you know, thanks to Alfonso Soriano getting his name on the same list with guys like Mel Ott, with all of these guys. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and personally, Alfonso Soriano couldn't hold any of their jock straps or their sanitary hose, for you guys old enough out there that know what sanitary hose is. Anyway, that's what you wore underneath your socks when you played ball. Toronto is done. They're 15 games back. Real nice of Toronto to go 250. You spend $250 million and have a lousy team. That just goes to show you money can't buy you love. Like the Beatles said, it can't buy you wins in Major League Baseball either. In the Central Division, Detroit in the American League is starting to run away with it. There's six games out in front of Cleveland. Cleveland looks to be going the wrong direction. Kansas City got hot. They've kind of cooled off a little bit. Minnesota, Chicago, they're done. 17-23.5 games back. In the West, in the American League, the Texas Rangers and the Oakland A's are basically in a daily, you know, duel, because they're always within a couple of games of each other. It's going to come down to the last couple of series between the two, home and away. And and last year, for example, if you remember, Oakland won, I want to say they won 9 in a row and ended up beating Texas, you know, going into the last week. Seattle's done. The Los Angeles Angels are worse than done. They're horrible. And Houston is basically a Triple-A team. They're going to need a lot of help. They're going to need a lot of money. They're going to need a new owner. I mean, although that's not going to happen. But Houston has a great manager in Bo Porter. And whatever Houston does is going to be a good thing from an operations standpoint. Don't know what's going to happen with their minor league system. But, I mean, if you look at the American League, Boston, Baltimore, Tampa, Detroit, I'm taking Cleveland out. Texas and Oakland are the only teams still in it, and those two are the teams that will be in the playoffs. In the National League, this you have no idea how bad this hurts, but Atlanta The Atlanta, you know, they went 14 innings last night. Atlanta lost to Washington finally, and finally Washington. And we're going to talk about this with Mike when he gets on the phone. When Wise comes on, he must be changing a diaper or something right now. But Atlanta is they're 28 games over 500. They have a 6.15 winning percentage. They have right now. What looks to be the best, you know, they have the best team in Major League Baseball, and they're not that good, in my opinion. They have great pitching. Their pitching has been stellar. The Upton brothers haven't really started hitting the ball, although Justin got hot again as of late. But Washington, New York, Philadelphia, Miami, they're done. Now, Washington could make a run. New York, by the way, the New York Mets have a much better record than almost several, more than half of the Major League Baseball teams since the All-Star break. They've done a great job. I think since June 1st, they're 8 games over 500. What does that tell you? It tells you New York's going the right direction. Do I think they're gonna be real good? Probably not. They're probably going to always be around 500 until they make a big change. They do have the horses. At least two or three of them, maybe four or five of them. Their starting pitching is great. You know, their relief pitching is not up to par. And that's what they're going to have to look at. They're also going to need to look at some positions, especially the outfield. You know, they got a cheater in Jordani Valdespin who is sitting out 50 games for steroid use or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, 50 games is 50 games. He's done. They got Marlon Byrd in a trade before the deadline. Marlon Byrd is just going to – that guy, I want him on my softball team when he's 70 because he'll still be hitting bombs when he's 70 years old in softball. You know, the Mets just – you know, they're just – I don't think they've got what it takes to get to the top. Philadelphia's done. They fired Charlie Manuel this week. Philadelphia fired Charlie Manuel this week. Now, let me ask you this. It's the middle of August. The guy has taken Philadelphia to God knows how many playoff runs. He's a well-respected guy. He's in his 70s. He's been around the block. Why would you fire him in the middle of August when you're not going anywhere? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's just freaking stupid. They give Ryan Sandberg the job. Ryan Sandberg deserves the job. Ryan Sandberg is a Hall of Famer. Ryan Sandberg, arguably, maybe the best second baseman in the history of the game. I don't think so. But, you know, he's one of them, certainly. He's supposed to be a pretty good coach, too. He's a little vanilla for me. I don't like him. I couldn't imagine him fighting anybody. And we're going to talk about fighting in baseball when Mike gets on, because the Washington Nationals let Bryce Harper get hit five times. Five times. The Braves pitchers hit him before Washington even threw at anybody. Gutless, stupid, soft, you name it. Look, you know, first of all, the Washington Nationals with a 59-62 record, actually they're 60-62 now, they would benefit from all of them getting together and just getting in a knockdown, drag-out fight with a bunch of guys they hate. If I'm 16 games out in front in my division, I'm not throwing at anybody, you know, except to protect my guys. And they threw at Bryce Harper well over 10 days ago because he hit a 450-foot home run and he didn't sprint around the bases like he used to. Well, guess what? He ran into a fence during the season this year, and like being in a car wreck, and they tried to play him, and he got hurt worse. And he doesn't even run out ground balls now because he's not 100%. So everybody, Freddy Gonzalez, you know what? I wish I was on the Washington bench, and I wish I was wearing a Washington uniform, because I would have my pitcher drill your guy so bad and so high that you guys would charge the field, and I would come looking for you. And I would beat you senseless, Freddy Gonzalez. Then I would go find anybody else I need to find. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there's no room in baseball for hitting guys for hitting a home run. That's crap. You're 16. You got the best team in baseball. You know what? Wake up the Washington Nationals. Yeah, you know, wake them up. You did. You did last night. 14, 15 innings, however long it went. You didn't win last night. So to hell with you. Philadelphia's done. Miami, thank God San Francisco's there. Hopefully they'll sweep them today with a win. You know, the Miami Marlins, they're just not good. The owners should be in jail for fraud. You know, that's my opinion. Name of my show. By the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You know, you got to be careful when you say that. In my opinion, the guy defrauded the city of Miami. He did. They built him a stadium. And what does he do? He gets rid of all of his players that have any chance of making the All-Star team except one. He's actually got two. He's got two great players left. Wouldn't surprise me if he got rid of the big guy because somebody's going to want him. I'm talking about Giancarlo Stanton. What a monster this guy is. And if he's not on steroids, I think what Major League Baseball should do is have him test steroids for him. And literally, well, they're doing that with former players. I don't know if you know that. They're doing it. The NFL's doing it with former players. They're testing them with HGH to see, you know, what kind of effects they have. And really, you know, it does a lot of things, HGH. It increases a lot of probably your testosterone level goes, all kinds of good stuff happen. And if you're, you know, 60-something, you're a 350-pound guy, former NFL lineman, and you want to help your league, that's what you're going to do. But Giancarlo Stanton is, I want to say he's 6'5", 245 pounds of muscle. Now, if he took HGH, he would look like one of these comic book good guys. Yeah, well, he looked better than Batman. He looks better than Batman now, for crying out loud. Actually,
there's
Stanton
no
is,
such thing as better than
well,
Batman.
Batman, to me, looks like he's probably 5'11". Stanton is much taller, much thinner, but he's still got the same numbers. I'm Bruce 6'3". Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. In the National League, Matt's getting mad because he's a Batman freak and he's 40 or 30. How old are you? 33. Yeah. Pittsburgh is still two games out in front of St. Louis. St. Louis has taken some time off. They're 4-6 their last 10 games, so is Pittsburgh. Cincinnati Reds are starting to make a little move. They've won 7 out of their last 10. It's going to be between Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Cincinnati to see who wins the Central. And in my opinion, all three are going to make the playoffs. The Los Angeles Dodgers are running away with it, although Arizona has made a pretty good move. But let me say something. And everybody listen, in the last 50 games this season, the Los Angeles Dodgers are 42-8. That's unbelievable. Now, I'm a San Francisco Giant fan. Do you know how badly that hurts to hear that they're 42-8? So evidently, the deal they made a year or so ago that didn't look like it was going to work out for Hanley Ramirez, the outfielder from Tampa Bay, all these guys that were supposed to come on board and fill it, they made some moves before the trading deadline for a couple of pitchers. It's working out for the Dodgers. That is the best record over 50 games in the major leagues since 1900. Let me repeat that. 42-8. Is the best 50-game span in the major leagues since the year 1900. And I don't even know what team did it. It doesn't matter. That is sick. Absolutely sick. Now, here's the good news if you don't like the Dodgers, everybody. They can't play this good the rest of the way. You know, but if they go play 500 ball for the remaining 40, 42 games, however many it is, they're going to win by 12 to 15 games if San Francisco gets hot, if Arizona gets hot, they're still not going to make it. There's no way that the Giants, Arizona, I got to put Colorado in there. Well, San Diego's 18 games back, San Francisco's 16 games back, Colorado's 15 games back, Arizona's 8 games back. The Dodgers are going to win the West, and you're going to have to win the West to go to the playoffs because of what I just said. Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Cincinnati are all going to be in. There's only room for one more team, and it looks like it's going to be Arizona. It looks like it's going to be the Arizona Diamondbacks, who seem to be playing some pretty good ball right now. They have great pitching. Well, good pitching. They're starting to hit the ball. They have a first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt, who is sick. He's 23 years old, and he's one of the best players in the major leagues, and he is absolutely awesome. We're gonna have Mike Wise on here shortly, and we'll have Roy back soon. You're listening to Bruce Aull's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Aull's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Aull and Roy G.
We're back. We're talking Major League Baseball. The Yankees, you know, I mean, if you've gone to Yankee Stadium over the past week, you've seen history. Alfonso Soriano had 18 RBIs in four games. That's a Major League Baseball record. Am I a big Alfonso Soriano fan? Not really. I mean, I like to see all the stuff they have at the card shows and at the memorabilia shows because he's got his own department. He's like Polo. You know, if you go into a store, you know, there's everybody else. And, you know, there's Cal Ripken stuff. I mean, there's Hall of Fame guys stuff. There's Babe Ruth stuff. Lou Gehrig stuff. There's not Barry Bonds stuff anymore. There used to be, but nobody wants Barry Bonds stuff at their place anymore because it's not worth as much because he's never going to make it into the Hall of Fame. And by the way, Miguel Tejada busted for God knows how many. He's taken that ADHD medicine, and which is illegal, and he swore he was taking it. You know, you got to remember something about – oh, we got a call in. Michael, is this you?
Yes, Bruce, it is.
How are you? You must have had to run get diapers or something. How big is your boy now? How big is
He's almost three. I'm sorry. And my wife had the vacuum on. I just moved into this new place in Chevy Chase, and I didn't even see the phone ringing. I'm sorry. But he's going to be three in September.
You know what? I remember when he was born. I mean, that wasn't that long ago. Yeah. Time flies. I was lucky enough to meet your wife finally right before a basketball game or a hockey game last year when I was outside getting ready to go in. I tell you what, this kid's going to be tall because she.
He's you know, my goal in life is that he doesn't write for a newspaper that could go out of business anytime because of the digital age. That's any other job you can have, Bruce. That's the goal.
Mike, have you had your sit down with the new owners?
Yes, Jeff Bezos, the new owner of the Washington Post, who purchased for $250 million from the Graham family, has had me to his private condominium in Seattle, and he has added me to his Amazon shopping cart. No, I'm kidding. I have not met Mr. Bezos. I don't think anybody has. I think it's it's the great unknown. There's some very cautious optimism because he's got deep pockets and he seems very committed to entering the digital age with newspapers and we're going to see what that is. But yeah, until all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, we don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, whatever it is, it's going to be good because the guy's sharp. You know, anybody, he wrote a book not too long ago, and I think I read three chapters in it. And you know, that's what I do. I buy like 20 books, and I read about half of them all the way, and then the rest of them I'll read a chapter, then I'll change books. I think I have an ADHD problem.
No, you probably do, and that's, you know, I'll give you credit that that's farther than you got with most of your Dr. Seuss books as a child.
Absolutely. Well, I never read Dr. Seuss. I was reading. You don't even want to hear about me. I was reading when I was 2 years old. My mom was a freak. Hey, listen. hey, let me tell you.
That might be a better radio show.
Yeah, well, that it would be if we went to that version of the freak. But she wasn't that version of the freak. She was just she graduated when she was 16. She was reading when she was two or three too. Hey, listen.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you follow the stock market?
Yes, I
do. All right, what is Washington Post stock selling at right now? $700-$800 a share?
Something like that.
Yeah, well, see, here's my point. This, as long as the stock's doing fine, he doesn't care. And he's going to probably do is slowly but surely, he's going to kind of turn this thing into something where everybody in the country is going to be reading the Post. Because right now, everybody in D.C. doesn't even read the Post anymore, but I do. And I'm not necessarily a liberal. As a matter of fact, Matt would probably, my producer would say that I'm probably exactly the opposite of one. But I'm not. I'm what we call a moderate conservative. But we didn't come on to talk politics. We came on to talk about Mike Weiss. Mike, you've written some of the great you've written some of the greatest pieces in the last few years that I can remember. I don't read everybody anymore. Of course, Wilbon doesn't even write for the Post anymore. And you get tired of reading Wilbon because it's always about Chicago and it's always concerning racism to a certain extent. So, you know, if you've read one of Wilbon's pieces, you've read them all. Kornheiser doesn't.
Come on. Wilbon's better than that.
Well, he's good.
You know what? It's depressing to me, by the way, that Wilbon left the Post, but more so that, you know, when you sort of enter that milieu of TV guy.
Yeah, he's a TV guy.
I've got a little taste of it. It's just, it's hard to be a thinking, thoughtful writer as much. And you can be topical and you can sort of like write what's going on that day. But sort of like when you read your columns 10 years from now and you go, okay, was it just writing about A-Rod for the day? Or was I writing a big picture piece about steroids and what it means in society? So and Mike and everybody that goes into that world, it's tough because, so I guess I'm saying I miss some of the more longer thoughtful pieces that Wilbon used to write, but that's, you know, it's an evolution. The guy's, you know, he's enjoying his child now.
Yeah.
He's got a big time job where he has major commitments to. So I don't know. I wish no ill will on Wilbon.
I love Mike. I'm just, what I'm trying to do is build you up, Mike, is what I'm trying to do. Hey, listen, you know, the thing about, let me tell you, Michael also had a mild heart attack not too long ago and had a procedure, and he's doing much better. Last time I saw Mike, people that don't know Wilbon, if they just see him on TV, he's like you, Wise. You guys are freaking huge. Michael's what, 6'4"? 6'3"?
He's about 6'2".
Yeah, well, you're like 6'2". What, Mike, 6'6"?
I'm 6'4".
Oh, you look taller than that.
I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dressed so viciously. That's actually a Rapper's Delight lyric for Bruce, but, you know, follow it from memory.
Hey, listen, you know, one of the things you've written about over the past couple of years, and it's probably been longer than that, it just, you know, time flies when you're getting to be my age, because I'm a little older than you, not much, but a little bit. And the thing I like about what you, I really liked what you took, you always take the side of the underdog, and not always, but most of the time. And you know why? Because somebody has to. And you took the side of the Native Americans who don't like the name of the Washington Redskins. And we're not going to talk about this long, but I just want everybody that's listening to me in Westchester and in New York City and North Jersey and Western Connecticut and on my website to know that Michael Wise is the kind of guy you want in your foxhole with you. Because you know what? You did a lot of work on that, and it's really hard to do that because the majority of people just say, oh, to hell with you, Wise. It's the Redskins. Yeah. Who cares? Right?
Yeah. Well, that word in this town in Washington is like saying cup or bedspread, and it's just one of those things that people aren't sensitive about. It's mostly, Bruce, because nobody runs into real American Indians. You almost have to go to the American in Smithsonian Museum of the American Indian on the National Mall to actually interact with somebody of Native American descent.
Right.
You know, more than half anyway. And so, you know, you walk into that museum, by the way, there's no, they don't even let the workers wear Chiefs, Braves, Skins caps. You know, you don't wear Indian image paraphernalia in there. When you're working on a project, if you're a construction worker and you're putting together one of their exhibits, you're told by the museum people, we don't like that. That's not who we are. And so, you know, I mean, when you realize that a team wouldn't be called the Washington White Trash unless you wanted to have me and you like in wife beaters and tobacco juice coming down our cheeks.
I like shysters. How about the shysters for all the Jewish attorneys out there?
can you imagine if they were the Washington Hebrews?
Yeah, exactly.
And the mascot was Dancing Ira with, you know, the Dead Sea Scrolls in one hand and the Torah in the other.
Absolutely.
Dan Snyder, who I believe considers himself Jewish, it would go nuts.
Yeah.
And it's the same for, you know, hey, the Latinos, and it's Pancho, our mascot. People would go nuts.
Hey, I'm talking
about...
You know
what? The Native Americans don't have the political or the economic clout.
We're talking to Mike Wise of the Washington Post, a friend of mine. I like calling you a friend, Mike, because I've always liked your work. And the thing I like also about your work, and I don't know if you read my rant yesterday.
Well, real quick, we're not friends. Go ahead.
No, I apologize. I didn't want to discredit you.
I'm kidding.
But listen, I got to tell you, something happened, and we get back to the Redskin thing here real briefly. Just so I can wrap it up for you before we start talking about NFL football and a little bit of Major League Baseball and a little, you know, the Atlanta Braves acting like a bunch of idiots. But what I and Braves fans, I read you last night. I love some of the shots you took at some of their fans. Because I'm learning to hate Atlanta, and I used to be a fan of Atlanta, and I'm not anymore. Freddie Gonzalez has lost me. But how long do you think it will take for somebody in a courtroom to tell the Redskins they – have to change their name, or do you think that'll ever happen?
I think the trademark lawsuit that's transpiring right now in the U.S. Patent, Trademark and Patent Court is going to be it's going to be in favor. It's going to come out in favor of the Native Americans in the next year or two. The problem is Dan Snyder's lawyers will appeal, and even if they don't have the trademark, they'll try to pull it off. The problem is within 3 to 5 years, if they lose that suit, Bruce, you and I could go across the street if they no longer have the trademark, and we could open a skin superstore, and we could have the paraphernalia ourselves on sale, and we could sell it for discount rates, and we would undercut, and he would lose millions and millions upon millions.
I love it.
And at some point, what would happen is he would realize that it makes no longer financial sense to have that name. So I see it happen in the next 3 to 5 years. I also think that there's a push by former FCC chairman and a professor at GW now who basically are saying, hey, the former FCC chairman are saying they wouldn't let this name on the air. If whoever broadcaster, Troy Aikman, Kenny Albert, Larry Michael, that week couldn't say the team's name on the air, it would be devastating for them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that, you know, and if the FCC characterizes that word like they do the N-bomb, in other words, that you can't use over the airwaves, it would be devastating for them. So there's all these fronts going on different angles. The team said it's a unifying name that gets everybody together and goes out after a football team with pride and the same warrior mentality of the early American Indians. Well, one, you don't get to tell anybody how they were going to be honored.
Right.
Two, it's not unifying. If a bunch of people, not just liberal white newspaper columnists
right.
that are knee-jerked every activist move, and that's not me, that's some of my compadres, but actual people who are of that ethnicity, if they don't like it, at some point, you're not going to have that name.
No,
it's not unifying.
No,
it's
I hear
no
you,
longer
Mike.
Unifying.
Hey, Mike, hold on, right? Hold that thought real quick. We're going to come back and talk baseball and football, then I'm going to let you go for the day. Mike, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I've got Mike Wise on the air. He'll be back. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. This is Bruce. I've got Mike Wise of the Washington Post on the line. We just finished up a segment talking about the Redskins' name. And Mike, I want to talk to you a little bit. You know, you've been following the Nationals pretty close this year. And in Washington, D.C., where the Nationals were literally one strike away from advancing to the National League pennant playoff series they didn't get it done last year. A lot of changes were made. They bring in Soriano and pay him a ton of money, this closer of theirs who can't seem to close a door right now. And they also, they send Drew Storen, who they drafted in the first round a few years back. Actually, they drafted him before Mike Trout, if you can believe that. And he's just now come back. You and I both are a little bit of San Francisco. I'm a big San Francisco Giant fan because of Boach. You like Boach. You got a chance to talk to him this week, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Didn't he seem like – have you ever seen him that mad since you – I mean, he just doesn't like to lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, I asked him if he'd seen you, and he said, oh, God, I can't take Bruce talking my ear off.
Can we just have lunch?
I love him, but, we just had some tough losses, and I'm going, jeez, I go, Bruce, you don't have to be losing games to not want to talk to Bruce Hall. I mean, it's like every day, and so... But at any rate, you could see the stress on his face, and what's weird about them, and I don't know if it's just baseball or the bodies he's putting out there, but when you go from like coming out of nowhere to win the World Series in 2010, and then you have another flop year in 2011, and then you win it again in 2012. And then you have another flop year in 2013. What is that? I mean, you could go from the pinnacle of the sport to, bottom of your division or way out of even a wild card spot. I don't know what that is.
Is
that baseball? Is that managing? What is that?
It's both. I think I really think that Boachy when we had lunch that day that you talked to him that afternoon. That was the early game. That was like a 4 o'clock start, and then they got out of there. I actually left before the 3-run bomb by Hector Sanchez, and that was a huge hit because the night before, Denard Span made a diving catch to save the game for the Nationals then. But no, what I think it is that, they don't have a great team man for man. If you look at their guys, now they lost. They lost Angel Pagan to a ripped tendon. I mean, his tendon literally came off of his leg where his hamstring is attached. They just paid him $40 million for 4 years, and he played in the World Baseball Classic, injured himself, came back a little early, and hurt himself for the year. He's actually rehabbing now. He's in Arizona playing rookie league ball. But I'm going to tell you right now, Boach pointed out to me, he says, look at this Nationals team, man for man. Zimmerman or Pablo, who would you want, Bruce? And I said, Zimmerman, because Pablo is usually 50 pounds overweight. Exactly. Shortstop, who do you want, Desmond or Brandon Crawford? I said, I love B. Craw, but I'll take Desmond because he's got upside. He punches out too. And he went all the way around the lineup except for Bruce Belt, Brandon Belt, who's – I know a guy named Bruce Belt, believe it or not. Brandon Belt, who's having a really good year. And by the way, he's my boy. Just want you to know that. I worked with him, talked to him in spring training. I didn't work with him, but we talked hitting every day because they let me do that. And I'm going to tell you,
Brandon Bell is your boy?
He is my boy, and I'm going to tell you. He is
biologically yours.
Well, he's not my son. I don't even look at him like it. He's just my favorite guy because he's a great guy. Look, when they won the World Series last year, okay, in Detroit, and, they had a series of buses after the last game. I mean, we swept them. I was stuck in Detroit for 3 days. I should have gone to San Francisco for the parade. But I was on the same bus with Brandon and Haley Belt and Gaylord Perry and his wife, and nobody else was on this 56-seat passenger bus. It was the six of us, and we couldn't leave until everybody was on all the buses to go to the party. So I got to know Brandon pretty well, and then we started talking a little bit. And, I coach a college wooden bat team. And to be honest with you, those kids that all play college ball in the summer are just one step away from playing professional baseball. But Brandon's a great guy, and right now he was like National League Player of the Week last week, or I think. He's hitting like .478. Now, let me tell you, it's good coaching. He has a great staff. Davey's staff, when Bo Porter left, has changed. A, they don't have a third base coach anymore, and B, they don't have Bo Porter anymore. They got some. They got some guy at third base that I can't see through. When he stands there, I can't even see the pitcher. Can't even see the mound.
Wait. Who is he?
Trent Jewett. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He's from Texas. I don't know. You know, he has two. He has two career home runs. I know that. We looked it up last game. He has two career home runs. He ain't Bo Porter. But, no, I think it's a lot of things, and it was timing. They got hot at the right time. Look, do you remember, didn't the Giants have seven, games that they played where they couldn't lose, they had to win? Elimination games, and they won them all?
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this. You saw my rant yesterday, I'm sure, about how this team, this Washington team, Bryce Harper gets plunked, what, a week ago, 10 days ago?
Yeah.
First base is open. He hit a bomb in the first inning. Now, listen, let me add to this that the Atlanta Braves are ranked number one in the league right now. They have the best record in Major League Baseball. So they hit Bryce with first base open on purpose. And Bryce gets a little peed off. I don't blame him. I would have got peed off too. Matter of fact, I said if I'd have been in the dugout, I'd have been on the mound, and I would have got tossed. But it would have sent a message to them that you hit my guy, I'm going to knock you out. And see, that stops that stuff. They let him get how many times, Mike? Five times? Four times?
I'm like kind of anti baseball code rules, but I understand. If at some point a guy's thrown at your guy, that at some point you have to waste one of your own guys to send a message and just say, hey, look, by the way, we have a guy with a lethal right arm too that could ruin your guy's career if he actually wants to throw three feet up and take his head out. So no, I get that, and the fact that they would do that and waste Steven Strasburg, last night was beyond me.
And they won the game, though.
They were lucky to win that game. The only thing that saved them was Rourke coming in and just throwing
lights out
and all kinds of incredible junk stuff that fooled the Braves. And then he gets an RBI double. I mean, it was amazing.
Mike, who do you think's going to win? Who do you think's going to win the National League pennant this year?
I have my thoughts that somehow, some way, the Reds are going to find a way. I don't know why.
I'm going to Vegas.
Maybe Tuesday.
Maybe
because my wife's from Cincinnati. I don't know. I just feel like I don't want the Braves never excite me in the postseason.
No,
they win a series and then they lose a big series. I could see if the Reds could get a wild card and win. Went out, and I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if they won the thing. And that's obviously out there, and I don't expect people to jump at it and say, hey, yeah, it's really smart. No, I just think the Reds can do it. And all these sports now, football, baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the dirty little secret is if you can get hot at the end, you can win it all.
Absolutely.
And while it's nice to win a sprint, a sprint from the start and be ahead wire to wire, it's not happening like it used to anymore. In the NFL, in the NBA, if you get hot, you can find a way to win the thing.
Yeah, no dynasties anymore. You know, you really don't see it.
I mean the Heat are the closest thing.
Yeah, they right are. Now. Well, look how they got there. They put their own team together. You know,
I mean,
anybody could do that. That's the one thing about the NBA I really and hopefully I'll have you back on during basketball season sometime. We can talk about it. So you like the Reds. I do. I like the Reds, too. I think all three of those teams in the Central Division are going to be in the playoffs, obviously, because they're playing better than anybody else. But you know what? The only thing that scares me about the Reds is Dusty Baker. He just somehow or another figures out a way to lose.
He's been to a World Series before.
Yeah, he has. And he's a former.
Well, you're right. He's not a great man.
He's like Ron. Well, he's better than Ron Washington. Ron Washington, yeah. How he has a job, I have no idea.
I don't know. I was rude for him a couple of years ago when La Russa, who basically, I'm sure at home he makes 18 double switches. Like, you think you're going to have one dinner, and then you end up, you're going to have Salisbury steak. and you end up having fried chicken, and at the last minute, he pulls out the fried chicken from out of your face, and he gives you, like, like a freaking boiled egg. I mean, La Russa makes more, La Russa, like, makes more switches than Lindsay Lohan with boyfriends. But anyway, I root for Texas, and now I'm done with them.
Yeah, I am too. I am too, because I just, I don't like what they tried to do to Nolan Ryan earlier. How about, let me ask you this, how about the American League? Who do you like? Because this is, the American League, in my opinion, is wide open.
I think it's pretty much a fait accompli. I think the Detroit Tigers win the whole thing.
I hope you're right.
I like Cabrera, that home field, I think that the fact that they're probably going to have home field advantage this year. Didn't the AL win the All-Star game this year?
Yes, they did for the first time in like six years.
Because Leland was managing his butt off to make sure he got home field. He knew how much that worked against them in the series last year against the Giants. The Giants got off tonight early in that series, and they took the first two games. So I just think that I really like the Tigers. I like Cabrera field.
I agree, Mike.
Forget about their hitting. They got the best. They have the best arms in baseball. We all thought that the Washington Nationals had the most powerful rotation in at least the National League. Well, who delivered were the Tigers.
Yep.
I mean, they literally one through at least four.
Right.
They probably had the best arms in baseball, and I think good pitching, wins in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're only the only really problem that they have to a certain extent, and we're getting ready to get off the air here. But the only thing that they need is a little bit. Their pen is sketchy, but I agree with you. Look, I picked Detroit and San Francisco to be in it again, and I was only half right. Mike Wise, Washington Post, Michael. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And, and good luck to you, and good luck with that family of yours. I love them. This is all right, buddy. We'll see
you, buddy.
Well,
bye, Bruce.
This is Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Herman Edwards would really hate me because I play just to play. I don't play to win. I win a lot. I got Roy Edwards on the phone. Hey, look, I can see you. Turn him towards me. Hi, Roy.
Hey, Bruce.
You're goofy looking. How's it going?
It's going well.
Put some clothes on. I'm not used to looking at a grown man with tattoos naked.
I'm just
kidding. I got Roy on the line, thank God, for the next hour. We had Mike Wise on for a couple of segments. It was fun. Thing about Wise is he's a lot like, what's his name? Our buddy, what's the guy's name? It's the big NFL guy that gets on. Wise is like, he could do his own show. He could do a four-hour show just by himself. And I love him.
Talking about Russell Baxter?
Yeah, Russ Baxter. What is Russ's, do you know what his Twitter thing is? We'll plug him. We don't need to.
I think it's like at Bax Football Guru or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Bax Football Guru. That's it. Bax Football Guru. Bax Football Guru. If you can't spell guru, to hell with you. You're stupid. I'm Bruce Hall, and I got Roy on the line. Roy, you want to do? I've got all the numbers here for Major League Baseball because people do. I'm finding out via our. My Facebook account, my personal Facebook account, not Facebook account of the show, but I'm finding out people do listen to our picks. So we must be doing something right.
All right.
The numbers, by the way, in baseball, you can't be shy. Mm-hmm. If the numbers are minus 200, minus 300, don't be shy. If that's going to be the winning side, take it. All right, let's go first American League. Is that cool?
Sure.
Chen with Kansas City is in Detroit. It's Scherzer. having a lousy year, 17 wins, one loss. But guess what? Chen has a better ERA. He's 5-0 with a 1.62 ERA. I'm taking Detroit anyway. He's only minus 177. And you're not going to get Scherzer minus 177 ever. So take him. What do you think, Roy? You too?
Yeah.
So we both like Detroit. Redmond with Toronto is at Archer, Tampa Bay. Archer has looked terrible the last two or three starts. I think the Nats even beat him. He's minus 156, but I'm going to take him anyway because they need a win, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox, Santiago is at Deduno. For Minnesota, I'm passing on the game because I hate both of those teams. They should be playing AAA ball somewhere.
Yeah, they both suck. But, I mean, take the Twins, I guess, if you have to.
Yeah, they're at home, and they're only minus 128. Seattle is at Yu Darvish with Texas. That's not even funny. It's minus 280. You got to take Texas because they're in the middle of a little bit of a slump. So take Darvish. Mm-hmm. Houston is at the Angels. Oberholzer has a 2.57 ERA. That's his name, Oberholzer.
Yeah, I know.
And he's at Vargas. Vargas is a really good pitcher. I'm taking Vargas and the Angels against Houston. It is Houston. They only win one out of every three games.
I have Richards as the pitcher for Atlanta or for LA.
Well, if it's Richards, I'm still taking LA. They need the win.
Okay. Well, yeah, me too. I mean, Houston's terrible. But
hey, what do you want? You know where I'm looking? I'm looking at the Sun paper from Baltimore, which by the way has one of the best sports pages in the country, and that's why I always get their Sunday paper. Cleveland's at Oakland. Bartolo, 100 games. Cologne next time. I'm surprised that he didn't test positive too with everybody else. Kazmir's been pitching pretty well, but not as good as Cologne. You got to take Oakland here, right?
I have Malone throwing. I'm on MLB.com.
You have Malone throwing?
Yeah.
And you're on MLB.com. I'm looking at Sunday. Yep. Well, if it's Malone, you still take him. Because that's Tommy Malone. He used to be a Nat.
I like Oakland either way.
Okay, and then you got CC Sabathia, who hasn't won in a while, against Dempster. Both of them are average at best right now. Who are you going to take? Take the over? You know what I'm going to take? I'm going to take that this game takes 4 hours and 30 minutes to play nine innings. Because it's an American League, man. New York, Yankee, Boston game. I think you'll be able to turn this game on. Let's see. It starts at – oh, it's the night game. I think at midnight they'll still be playing easily. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
It could happen. I mean, the Nationals and Braves played until like 1 o'clock last night.
Yeah, it was like 5.5 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And guess who won?
The Nationals.
Yes, they did. And it's a good thing they did, or they could have just maybe just forfeited the rest of their games. In the National League, you got Bumgarner at Kohler in Miami. You got to take Bum here, and I'll tell you why. Last time out, Bum pitched four pretty good innings, and that was this past week, and it rained. It was Wednesday night. It rained, or maybe it was Tuesday night. It rained hard in Washington, and it took so long to get this game started back up, he didn't go back out. So he basically didn't even pitch that much. He probably could have started a day earlier. I'm taking San Francisco here.
Surprise. I'm taking Miami because San Francisco is one of the worst teams in baseball.
Well, you're on drugs. I mean, they are right now in the bottom half of the league. But Miami, you know, oddly enough.
I mean, Miami's awful. But
it is almost as bad as Houston.
Oh, yeah. No, at the beginning of the season, I thought that Miami would be the worst team
in
baseball.
Well, perhaps you'd like to make a wager with Bruce Hall of Bruce Hall's second opinion on this game since you feel so strongly about Miami.
Sure. Let's.
What would you like to bet? Why don't you bet Aubrey's how much money he's got in his piggy bank?
I don't know who Aubrey is.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your son's name? What's his name?
Avery.
Avery Aubrey. I mean, you know, I knew it started with an A. Alan. Hey, I was expecting that I was going to be able to hang out with him today. Well, so anyway, mm-hmm. I mean, I was all set for this 2-year-old. But anyway, talk to me. What do you want to play for? Dinner in Morgantown.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, where's the best barbecue in Morgantown?
The best place to eat in Morgantown would be Sandwich University. Sandwich University. That's right, Sandwich University on Walnut Street.
That's not a chain. That's probably a local place, right?
Sandy U. Yep, yep. They're the sister restaurant of Grease Trucks in New Jersey.
Yeah. Do they serve? Do they have an alcohol license? Do they have an ABC license?
I don't believe so. But they
Dana Holgerson will never set foot in that place.
You mean right Sandwich? Next door, so Sandwich University isn't a major at WVU.
Yeah, actually, their commercial sounds, they say, most people come to the University of Morgantown to get an education. And then they talk about how their university is so much more fun. Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Good one.
They just need a dental school. That's all they need. But anyway, so where are we? Oh, that was bum. Now the Dodgers, oh, by the way, Roy, the Dodgers are 42-8 their last 50 games. It's the best 50-game run since 1900. I wasn't even alive in 1900, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, oddly enough, I wasn't. What's wrong? What are these guys doing? Except for taking steroids, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. They were talking about this on MLB Network. They were talking about how they're the first team to ever start out, whatever, like they started out where they were. I think they were like
– they were 10 games eight, under 500
yeah,
or something.
I was going to say 8, but they're 10 games under 500. And then they went on this run, and now they're – what are they?
Well, they don't have the
22 games over?
Yeah, they're 72-50. They're 8.5 games out in front of Arizona, and it's probably over in the West. Probably
it's a ridiculous swing. They're apparently the first team in MLB history to make a swing like that.
Well, so. You know who they're going out after? They're playing against Philadelphia in Philly, Cole Hamels, and from what I understand, everybody's wearing Charlie Manuel jerseys today because the guy that owns the Philadelphia Phillies fired Charlie Manuel this past week. Yeah. Why would you fire a guy in mid-August that's taking you to that many playoff runs?
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to be back next season anyway.
No, I understand that, but you don't do it. It's a no-class. It's a no-class deal.
Absolutely, but you're talking about no-class and Philadelphia in the same sentence. So that's
What? That's a good point, Roy. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I have Roy Edwards on the line, and I'm looking at him. He's actually on TV, if you're me. God, he's funny looking. Anyway, you've got – but Nolasco's at Hamels. You know what? I'm going to take Philly. Because it's Charlie Manuel Jersey Day.
Who cares?
By the way, you can also buy one of his T-shirts with his name on the back for $1 because he's gone. The next game, you got Gio Gonzalez at Turan.
Yeah.
Turan is
– I got the Dodgers because
– you took the Dodgers over Philly? I'm going to take Philly just because. Because they're getting great odds. Actually, it's a toss-up. It's -107 Philly. I'm gonna take Philly today because somebody's got to beat the Dodgers sooner or later, right? Gio Gonzalez is in Atlanta. You got Washington and Atlanta. I'm taking Washington. I'm taking Gio.
Yeah,
you gonna take Atlanta?
I got Gio too. Apparently, no, I got Washington. This is one of the worst lineups that the Braves have put out in a long time.
Yeah,
today.
Arizona's at Pittsburgh. You got Miley at Morton. I'm going to take Arizona. Morton is not pitching that well. He's only -126 anyway. I'm taking Arizona. They got shut out last night at home.
Yeah.
I'll take
Pittsburgh just because of what happened yesterday.
All right. We're going to be back in a minute. I've got a little something I need to read here. Roy, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Write this down, Roy. You got your pen?
Yep.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back, and I've got Roy on the line.
Yep.
Roy, I'm looking at this Braves lineup. B.J. Upton is leading off. What is he hitting, like 190?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They've got Gosselin, Freeman, Gattis, Johnson, Laird, Turdoslovich, Janish, and Turan. They're playing. You know what? You know, Freddy Gonzalez is a jerk, but he's given all of his starters Sunday off. I hope they're all in church because they don't need to be in the dugout, because this would be a really good time to fight the Braves, because if these guys are all in church, they won't be in the dugout, and the Nats will have them outmanned. What do you think about that? And by the way, did you read my rant yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Well, you know what? Where have you been? Anyway, I on Twitter I sent out a couple of rants about how I had no respect for the Washington Nationals because they don't have any for themselves. That if they're going to let people, do what they did to them for like the Braves, basically to throw at them, and they don't retaliate and they don't do anything and they don't stand up for them, why should I care? But I said that if I'd been in uniform on the bench, I'd have been on the pitcher's mound in 2 or 3 seconds throwing punches, and that's how you get people to stop doing stuff sometimes. Yeah, I might have done a game or two or maybe even 5 games, but you know what? My team would have gone, you know what? We need to fight more. We need to have more guts. We need to care. And they just act like they don't care. They really do. I mean, the Washington Nationals, Davey Johnson, in my opinion, is checked out already. He has. I think he's spoiled. I think that if he's not winning, he just doesn't really like it or want to get better. And personally, I'm glad they won last night, but I wasn't real happy with the way that turned out. Hey, we hadn't finished yet. Cincinnati Reds, who, by the way, Mike Wise picked to win the National League pennant this year. And I got to agree with him. I mean, I think they're a good long shot, kind of. They're going to make the playoffs, but they got to be like 6 or 8 to 1 to win the pennant. And I'm heading.
I don't even know if they make the playoffs, to be honest with
you. No, they make the playoffs, Cincinnati, without a doubt. They've been playing better in the last 2 weeks than anybody in their division. And, you know, Pittsburgh has been playing that well. I mean,
they've got to catch St. Louis, and they got to catch.
Well, they're Pittsburgh. Right. They're a game behind them. Just so you need to read the paper.
I know where they
no,
are.
No, you don't.
Not,
they're a game
yet.
Back. They're a game behind.
Yeah, St. Louis.
Yeah, and they're 2.5 games behind who? Pittsburgh. So, and, I mean, that's like
so
that's a week. If they play,
so they
like,
still have to catch them.
If they played saying. Like they played this week, they're there.
Yeah,
they're
well,
there.
They play? The
no,
Cubs?
But they don't have to catch them to be a wild card. They just need to have a better record than Arizona, and they're like 7 or 8 games better than Arizona right now.
Or the Nationals.
Nationals aren't going to make it. I've already
that,
told
buddy.
You, they just checked out. They've checked out.
They're you not... also think the Giants are going to catch
no,
the
No, no, the Giants aren't going to catch anybody. They can't. It's impossible. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's impossible. You know why? Because I had lunch with Boach, and he still believes they have a chance. But, I'm pretty sure they're – checking into everything else they need to be thinking about going into next year right now. St. Louis is at the Chicago Cubs. Your buddy Jackson, 5.05 ERA. Aren't you glad the Nationals didn't keep him? Wainwright's going to win
awful.
That game. You know, Wainwright's only -167. That would be the play of the day for me. St. Louis in Chicago beating up on them.
Yeah.
The New York Mets, Harvey, who's got the best ERA in the last 3 weeks of anybody in baseball against Stoltz, who sucks in the last 2 weeks. Got to take the Mets here over San Diego. And the last game is an interleague game, and I may go to it. It's in Baltimore. Feldman's pitching for Baltimore, the guy they got from the Cubs, against the guy that started opening day, Chacin for Colorado. I'm going to go see my boy Michael Kadire. And I'm going to go see the Orioles and see what they look like, because I did pick the Orioles to win the American League pennant this year.
Yeah.
That's not looking real good, right? Well, that's
not
true. I didn't pick them. I picked them to win the East because I picked Detroit, remember? I picked Detroit to win the pennant, but I also picked San Francisco. So we're done with that. Roy, let's talk NFL football. Now, did you get a chance to see any of these games?
I watched a little bit. I don't like preseason football. I think it's a joke.
Yeah, but you know what's a joke? Not knowing what's going on in the NFL when you have a radio show. That's a bigger joke, and I got to tell you, here's all you have to do, and I'm trying to educate my people that are listening right now, but if you go to NFL.com and then hit the enter button, you have all of the games and all of the scores there, and all you got to do is click on one. For example, I'm going to click right now on your favorite team, Baltimore, and it'll play me about a 3-minute highlight reel package of the Baltimore-Atlanta game. Now, I called a guy who's a beat writer with the Atlanta Falcons today. I was trying to get him on the show because I want to know what's going on with Tony Gonzalez. Have you heard about that? He took 2 weeks off for personal reasons after the first 3 days of camp. What do you think that was for?
Okay.
I think that what happened...
He probably took it off because he's old and his preseason's a joke. That's probably why.
Do you think that was what it was?
Yeah, nobody cares about preseason. I mean, come on now.
Well, just because you don't care about it doesn't mean... I guarantee you the coaches care about it.
Yeah, they care about their bench players and their special
teams. Well, they care about their roster and who's going to make the roster.
Yeah, but...
What about fantasy?
Tony Gonzalez does not stand a chance of losing his starting job.
All right, let me ask you a question. You know I picked Baltimore to win their division again, and you didn't. No. Who did you pick? Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Cincinnati, too, but I think they're both going to win 11 games. I think Baltimore wins the tiebreaker. Cleveland crushed Detroit. Remember when I told you early on that Detroit was going to suck? Boy, do they suck. They're terrible. And this guy's out of here. I'm just telling you. They got Reggie Bush. Okay, like he's going to be the answer all for their offensive woes. They have a defensive line that probably will go to jail a minimum of 7 or 8 times during the regular season for either traffic violations, getting hot in a nightclub and smacking a woman or a drink out of her hand, something like that. Cleveland beat them 24-3. Remember what I told you about North Turner? You don't remember, do you? Play him in the preseason when he's with a new team. Mm-hmm. Remember when when North came to the Washington, they were 5-0. That was back when they played 5 preseason games. Anyway, Cleveland beat Detroit 24-6. They looked good. Yeah. Detroit looked horrible. Philadelphia, Carolina, I listened to that game on my way driving south to look at a radio station in North Carolina this past week. Mm-hmm. And It was really a weird game to listen to because the guys with the Carolina Sports Network, Roy, you and I would do a much better job than they were. They were horrible. I mean, I'm listening to the game and I can't even tell what's happening listening to these guys. But Philly won 14-9. It looks like Mike Vick's going to get the start.
Yeah, LeSean McCoy looked great.
Yeah, he did. He looked good.
He looked really good.
But you know what scares me? And now Carolina only scored 9 points. They kicked 3 field goals. But they were moving the ball up and down the field. They just turned the ball over 3 times.
Yeah.
Philadelphia can't tackle. Their defense is freaking horrible. And I don't think in the NFC East they're going to be doing anything except, being in shootouts.
Both those teams suck. I mean, Carolina is terrible, and Philadelphia might be worse.
Yeah, the Chicago Bears, your team, or not your team, but one of your favorite teams.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah, Jay Cutler. I like Jay. I like his commercial with his wife and those girls. That's pretty good. 33-28, they beat San Diego. San Diego's another team, Roy, that can't tackle. And you know what? I think if you looked at the average yard per carry in the preseason, it's around 8 yards per carry. They're not tackling the defense.
They have Monte Teo, so
he's horrible. They shut him down. He hasn't even played hardly. What was that? Hey, Monte Teo gets pushed around the field. They may end up cutting him. They may try to trade him. Buffalo 20-16 over Minnesota. Christian Ponder got beat up physically, unbelievably. It was ugly, and Buffalo barely hang on to win. But here's something else that happened. The quarterback for them from Florida State, EJ
Manuel,
who is phenomenal, who is going to be a star in this league, hurt his knee.
He's
out for the preseason. Now, I don't think it's real bad, but they said he was going to have a procedure, which sounds to me like he's just having some stuff cleaned up in there. He might have torn some cartilage.
Their backup's Kevin Kolb.
He's terrible. He's so bad.
He's not good.
No, but you know what I like? Buffalo's defensive line looked really good. So Buffalo's going to be better than a lot of people think. San Francisco held on to beat Kansas City. Actually, they scored late to beat Kansas City. Two really good football teams. Kansas City looked good in the first half. San Francisco looked okay. The defense.
You love Kansas City, man.
When I go to Vegas, I am the over 7.5 wins is getting played by me in a future. There's no doubt. I love Kansas City. I think Kansas City goes to the playoffs this year. New England won 25-21 over Tampa Bay. Evidently, Tampa Bay, some players have said that they're not putting out for some reason. So that guy, what's his name? Shano! The guy that died, that tries to injure the quarterback when he goes into victory formation. Isn't that the guy?
That's him.
He's losing his team. Josh Freeman, not so good. It looks like the kid from Westfield High School, Mike Glennon, may be his guy. If he ends up being his guy, he may lose the African-American side of that team if he doesn't start. What's his name? I just saw The Butler, okay, last night, and that's a great movie. You got to see it. So I'm like, yeah, I got this race thing going on. You really, you know. So anyway,
And you had Wise on today.
I had Wise on, who's a Washington Post. And, you know, he's not even that liberal. He's just goofy. What are we looking at, Matt? 30 seconds? I love Matt. Matt gave me the I thought you were just saying okay. You're doing okay. The New England, they won 25-21. Tampa Bay, I don't like them. New England, you got to like them. New Orleans beat Oakland, but that's the only team that defense can beat. Oakland's terrible, by the way. We'll be back in a minute, Roy. Can you hold on for me?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. I'm excited. I can't wait. You know, it hadn't even caught up with me. I left between Myrtle Beach and Wilmington, North Carolina yesterday morning at about 5:30. And I got home to my home in Reston, Virginia in less than 6 hours. And I'm not saying I was speeding, but I was afraid. I really want to get my pilot's license because I think planes can go faster than a car. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy G on the line. Roy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I see you. You know, I feel like I'm looking at when I'm looking at the what do you call that?
A podcam? Model?
Is it a podcam? What do you call that picture of Roy looking goofy there? It's in your computer.
A webcam?
A webcam. When I look at the webcam, I feel like I'm doing an episode of CSI and you're like in a, you know, buried in the dirt somewhere and you got bugs getting ready to crawl all over you. Anyway, don't worry about
it. Happy Sunday, Roy.
Yeah, happy Sunday. So, do you got to do anything else? Do you got to do anything else later today?
Drive home.
Oh, are you now? Where are you going? Virginia? You going to Maryland?
I'm going to Virginia. Yeah.
Okay.
New house on Friday.
Oh, okay. So what happened with you was you had a little you would consider a week where you really didn't have anywhere to live, right?
Yeah, homeless, I believe, is the word.
Homeless? I love being homeless. It's fun. But, hey, I'm now Miguel Cabrera's friend, by the way. He's got 5 billion friends, so he probably won't even pay attention to me. But anyway.
Are you going to get Miguel Cabrera to give him a home?
Well, he probably could give him a home.
Yeah, if he could do that.
One thing Cabrera can't do is steal home. He can't hardly walk, but all he's doing is hitting bombs now anyway. Let's do this. Let's go to NFL.com, and I'm going to go over the rest of the scores. And then, Roy, what we're going to do is we're going to chime in on who we like in each division. And we're gonna do it quickly. Cincinnati, you're a team you like a lot and a team I like a lot, won 27-19. Evidently, Jake Locker looked a lot better for Tennessee than he has so far. And it was a pretty good game. But their defense is just tough. And I watched Hard Knocks this week. And it was actually very good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. James Harrison, by the way, what a great pickup Cincinnati made getting him and getting him away from Pittsburgh. Why wouldn't Pittsburgh want him back? Pittsburgh is going to stink this year. Now, I don't think they're going to win 8 games, Roy. I really don't. We'll talk about that later. The Jets won. Hey, somebody, you know, somebody give me the date. What was yesterday? Because you're going to want to write it down. They scored 37 points, and I know the preseason means nothing to you, Roy, but to Jets fans who have followed Mark Sanchez's illustrious career so far, they're so excited because he only threw one pick in the end zone this time. And they won by 24 points. By the way, Jacksonville, this just in, they're horrible. And Gabbert looked good in the first half, but he got hurt. He was throwing a pass, and he sprained his thumb really badly. So he's going to be out at least 2 weeks, they say. The team you picked to be in the Super Bowl, you moron, the Houston Texans, barely beat Miami, 27-14. Schaub looked horrible. As a matter of fact, the guy that came in late is the guy that won the game for him. I don't like Matt Schaub anymore. He looks too much like Sanchez. And I don't know if they're – maybe
stop
they,
it.
Maybe they've got – well, now, look, you remember the Texans have lost some offensive linemen to free agency. No, yeah. They have. So, I mean, there's no telling. I mean, if you don't – Matt Schaub went to Virginia, okay? He's used to people not blocking for him. But I just don't think they're going to be that good. And here again, I don't know what the problem is. But it's got to be a Gary Kubiak thing. Green Bay scored some points. Can you believe that? They won 19-7 over a St. Louis team that you and I were both pretty high on this year. If you watch that game on replay on NFL Network this week, you're not going to be that high on them again. Their defense looked horrible. Now, your boy from West Virginia, the little guy,
Tavon Austin,
he caught a couple of passes. It was the first game he played during the preseason, and I didn't see your other guy catch a pass.
Stedman Bailey.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't even know if he played. Now I'm going to tell you the team that looks awful good, and he took advantage of a situation. A, it's a preseason game, and B, it's Denver, so let's just beat them up because they've got a bunch of guys injured. Seattle beat Denver 40-10 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Pete Carroll is going to hear about that if Denver has a chance to just beat the crap out of them later this year?
I don't think Denver is taking the preseason very
seriously.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope not, because they lost 40-10. And by the way, our boy Champ Bailey, who single-handedly lost that playoff game, remember last year against Baltimore?
Yeah.
He's in a walking boot. So not only was he slow during that game, that walking boot is going to slow him down. I'm telling you, you cannot play with a walking boot on.
So, Adam Schefter just tweeted out that EJ Manuel had knee surgery.
Yeah, they cleaned him up. What he did was he tore some cartilage, is what he did. They probably tightened up his ACL somehow. I mean, there's no telling. So if he had surgery, it was arthroscopic. They didn't cut him. He's out a minimum, I think, 4 weeks, because they don't want to hurry him, because they don't want to hurt him. He's 21 years old. Now, you got two games. You got a game today that, for all of our listeners in New York, they're going to be excited about. The Giants are hosting the Indianapolis Colts at the stadium. I'm going to be watching that game. It's a night game. It's on tonight at 7 o'clock. And guess who plays tomorrow night, Roy?
The Washington Redskins.
The Redskins, who Mike Wise firmly believes will be called the Washington Shysters in a couple of years.
I can't believe you had that guy on, man.
I love Wise. I've known Wise forever. He's great.
He's like Mr. Troll the Internet, man.
But he's good. He's good. You got to understand, Wise is different.
Different.
Yeah, but Roy, when you get a half page feature, several columns in the Washington Post, you let me know. I'll probably have you on my show too. But Pittsburgh and Washington, I like Washington, because you know who's starting that game. And guess what? Mike McCartney and I are going to hook up tomorrow night, and I'm going to buy him a beer because I don't drink beer. And we're going to grab something to eat. We're both leaving in halftime tomorrow. But Mike McCartney is going to be in Washington watching his boy, Kirk Cousins, start for the Washington Redskins. Now, for everybody that thinks RG3 is this phenomenal guy, and he's unbelievable, and he's great. Good for you. But I got so sick of hearing him go back and forth with Mike Shanahan with the press in the past week or so. I really don't care what happens. If Kirk Cousins starts the first game, I'll be one of the people that's probably happy. Who do we open up with? The Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know that we need RG3 to beat the Eagles anyway.
We don't, but that's not the point. RG3 is light years better than Kirk Cousins.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we'll see. Well, we'll see how they do on Monday night. I leave on Tuesday for Las Vegas. I'm going out there to talk to some people in the radio business. I'm going out there to have some fun. I'm going out there to play some golf, and I'm going out there to see Bruce Bochy's son Brett pitch for the Fresno Grizzlies when they play the Las Vegas Area 51s. I swear to God, that's their number. That's their name, the 51s. Because, you know, there's this place where we've got all the aliens out there that no one's allowed to go to or they kill you.
Which was just declassified this week.
It was just declassified. It's actually got its own zip code. It's 666666666. Okay. A-OK.
No.
Oh, 30 Otherwise. Seconds. I love it. Hey, Roy, when we come back, let's do this. Let's go through the NFL. And let's you and I discuss who we think is going to be there when it's all said and done in each division, who the wild cards are, and then we'll be fixing to finish up on the show. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
Now, I don't need to read anything, do I, Matt?
You will in about 2 minutes. It's not 30 seconds.
Oh, that was 3 minutes. Hey, Roy.
How long have you been doing
Roy,
this show?
We're not going anywhere,
no,
Roy.
No, I knew that. I know.
No, usually you didn't.
We break at 44, I believe, is the hour, which is 3 minutes away.
I have no idea what that means. But on Twitter right now, I'm looking, and here's Russ Baxter. I swear, this guy tweets more than I do. John Morosi, Rich Eisen. Oh, Sports Man Cave. Oh, yeah, EJ Manuel's undergone knee surgery. Oh, well, thanks for letting us know, Roy. Sports Man Cave, Adam Schefter. Duck Dynasty, did you see the Duck Dynasty this week?
No, I don't watch dumb TV.
That's not dumb TV. That's duck TV. Ian Rappaport, who we're going to have on the show sometime, I hope. You know, he does a good job. But you know, guess who's out for the Dolphins? Former Jet Dustin Keller, out for the season. Tore his knee up.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Hey, the Dolphins
that
are just...
The Jets happy, I guess.
Yeah, and the Dolphins are just getting worse, too. The thing I like about NFL season is there's so many beat writers, and they constantly keep you going. Oh, by the way, your boy Miguel Cabrera got 137 games or something because he was taking amphetamines. Well, what a surprise. You know, wasn't he actually hitting the ball pretty good earlier this year?
A little bit, yeah.
And they also said in the blurb I read that he was 39 years old. He was 39 years old 10 years ago, wasn't he? When he was in Baltimore, he was in his late 30s.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm gonna end up going to StubHub and trying to find a – I'm going to go watch the Orioles play today. I got to. I haven't really sat down and watched them. By the way
– if they play, it's raining.
It's not raining here. It's beautiful here.
It's raining here.
Oh, what do we care? It's just a little baseball game.
It's just a little water.
Anyway, Peter King. By the way, if you don't read Monday Morning Quarterback, you got to read Monday Morning Quarterback. It's the best piece every week on pretty much what's going on in the NFL. And, you know, I'm sure Peter King gets compensated greatly from Sports Illustrated for it. Marco Scudero isn't playing for the Giants today because his back's bothering him. Well, good. That's good. Who's playing second base? Arias, he's a lot better defensively anyway. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. I got Roy on the line. Roy, let's look at all these different divisions in the NFL real quick. Okay. You know what we could also look at? Let me just find it. The division standings right now, it's unbelievable. It's like a 32 game tie. There's 32 teams tied with a 0-0 and 0 record. And I don't think that happened. I don't think that happens very often. Anyway, we'll look at the AFC East first, the Jets. The Jets are going to win 5 games max. Period. That's it. And I don't think here's what's going to happen. They're going to lose their first two, then they have 10 days to prepare for week 3. If the Jets go 1-1 or 2-0, you're not going to see Geno Smith. If they go 1-1, you're not going to see Geno Smith. If they go 0-2, you're going to see Geno in week 3. And I think that if that's the case, no matter who starts or plays for this team, they're only going to win 5 or 6 games. I've got the Patriots. Do you agree with me?
No.
Well, what do you think they're going to win? 4 games? They're not going to win 8 games.
I think they win 6 games.
Well, that's what I just said.
You said 5.
No, I said 5 or 6 games. I said 6 first. You're not even listening. The Patriots, how many games are they going to win?
They'll win 6 or 7. The Patriots will win 11.
I think you're right. I think the Patriots win 11. They might even win 12. I looked at their schedule. It's not great. It's okay. The Bills, I think, could win 8 games if Manuel's healthy. If Kevin Cobb is their starting quarterback, they're going to win 5 or 6 games. What do you think?
I think the Bills are terrible. I think that they.
So you think they're even worse than 6 games?
I think they're really bad.
All right. Yeah. I liked Miami early. I'm beginning to like them less and less. I kind of like Miami 7 games, maybe.
I honestly think that the Jets could start out 3-1.
If the Jets start out 3-1, Roy?
Yep.
What do you want from me? You want a car? Because that's the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard.
Why? They play the Buccaneers week 1, who suck. Then they play the Patriots, they lose, so they're 1-1.
Yeah.
And then they play the Bills, who suck.
At Buffalo, though, right?
No, it's at home.
Oh, it's at home. Okay. They could win 2 games. Keep going.
Yep, so now they're 2-1.
Yeah.
And then they play the Titans, who suck. So they're 3-1.
Are they at Tennessee?
Yeah.
They'll lose that game.
No way.
Yeah, Titans. No. Well, I guarantee you right now, depending on what happens, let's say they're 2-1 going to Tennessee. Pull up Tennessee's. You got Tennessee's schedule there?
Yeah.
All right. Who do they play first?
Tennessee week 1 plays Pittsburgh.
Okay.
In Pittsburgh.
All right. They lose that game. Then who do they play? Tennessee, Roy. Hello. Who do they play?
Houston in Houston.
All right, they lose that game, right? And then they play who?
Then they play San Diego at home. They'll win that.
They win that, and then they also play the next game at home against the Jets, the woeful, pitiful Jets, and they win that game too. I'll take Tennessee right now, even up against the Jets. All right. Well, there you go. There's more food for me. The Dolphins, though, I have them winning maybe 7 games. Early on, I had them winning maybe 8 or 9, but I just think they're getting worse. I really do. And they don't look that good in the preseason. All right, Baltimore Ravens. Roy, you have them winning 8 games, I remember. Mm-hmm. I have them winning 10 or 11.
Yep.
Cleveland Browns, who look better and better, but it's preseason, as you remind me. You think they suck, right? Yep. 4 or 5 games? You think that's about...
I think they're getting better, but... They're getting better, but they still suck. Yeah, I mean, they're a 5 or 6 win team.
I think they're going to win 6 games, maybe 7, because I think Pittsburgh maybe doesn't even win 8 games. I have Pittsburgh 8-8 or 7-9. How about you?
Yeah, I have Pittsburgh 9-7, Baltimore 8-8.
All right, Cincinnati Bengals. You know what? You're going to have to take me through this because – I'm going to lose my computer here in a minute. The Bengals, I got winning 11 games. Do you too?
Yeah.
Okay. Me too. I like them. I like them and the Ravens really both going to the playoffs. And who's the last? No, that's it for the Central. Now,
yep.
Now in the
South.
Not Central. That's the North, right?
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Now who do you have?
The South is, I have the Houston Texans. I have them winning that division. I have them going 11-5, 10-6. And then I have Indianapolis going 9-7. And then Tennessee and Jacksonville bringing up the rear with a combined 5 wins.
Get out of the water, will you? Are you in the pool? All right.
And now,
the only reason I say that is you sound like you just took a rubber band and pulled it right across your mouth. It's the wonderful world of computers. Hey, listen, the other thing I want to ask you, too, now we're in the West, right? AFC West?
South.
No,
just
did the South, goofball.
Right,
now we're in the West. Who do you have winning the West in the AFC?
Denver.
Okay, how many wins do you have them winning?
11-5.
You think they're just going to win 11?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with 11 also. I also have Kansas City winning 11 games.
Not a chance in hell.
Okay, well, you know what? Good for you. I'm glad. Everybody, you can call. You can chime in 240-317-7294. Just let us know you were listening when you know I said that. And who's going to be bringing up the rear besides San Diego, who's horrible, Roy?
Oakland will be the worst team in this division.
You think they'll be worse than San Diego?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. How many wins will Oakland have?
2.
Okay, how many wins? 2?
Yeah.
Really? All right.
If that.
All right.
I never really pick anyone not to win any games, but if I had to pick someone to not win a game this year, it'd be the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, you know who looks really horrible? McCoy or whatever. Not McCoy. The other guy, Matt Flynn. He looks terrible.
They don't have a quarterback.
No, they don't. They don't have a quarterback. They might as well just put the kid in there from Ohio State and let him go. Yeah, I agree with you. I think they win 3 or 4 games. I don't think they win 2. I think they win 3 or 4. Because you know what Oakland always does? Every year, they go somewhere, like Cleveland or, you know, on the road, and they win a game that they're not even – they're like a double-digit underdog on. Mm-hmm. They do it all the time. Then they go home when they should beat San Diego, and they'll lose by 20.
Yep.
All right, how about the NFC East? Let's talk about the Giants. Everybody, all of a sudden, that's seen Reuben Randle, you know, the wide receiver from LSU, who's, you know, a pretty damn good receiver. And I saw him last year in the preseason because he's not a rookie, right? This is his second year with the Giants. Everybody thinks that he is going to make the difference in that team. He's like the Mario Manningham they haven't had for a couple of years. What do you think? Do you think that the Giants are going to win 10, 11 games? Because now it looks like they've got a passing offense. I just don't think they have an offensive line yet that's healthy. They're all hurt. You know,
I think that the Giants will finish better than the Cowboys will this year. But I don't think that
they win 11 games. Well, there's a limb right there. They've won 2 Super Bowls in the last 4 years or 6 years. The Giants won it 2 years ago, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
When did they win it before
the Cowboys,
that? 4 years before that or three? Yeah, 4 years before that they won it. When did the Cowboys last win a Super Bowl? 1992?
95.
Unbelievable.
94.
Yeah, but you and I both agree that Tony Romo is not the problem. The problem is the rest of the team, including the owner and the coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean the Cowboys have a lot of talent. They really do.
They seem to.
The Cowboys were one quarter away from being 10-6 last year and playing Seattle at home in the playoffs.
Right.
So I mean, they're not a bad football team, but I just think the New York Giants took a step back last year. They always do that after they win a Super Bowl. They take a step back.
Like the other Giants, San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, it looks like the Giants are on a seesaw kind of effect with their seasons. One season they'll be really good. The next season they'll take a step back. Then they'll be good again. So I think that it's like every year with them.
Yeah. Hey,
I think the Giants will be. I think they'll be better this year, but I still think this is the Redskins division.
Hey, I loved having Dez Bryant as one of my receivers last year.
I bet you did. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to want him back this year. When are we going to have our daggone draft? We got to have it pretty soon, don't we? Or are we going to wait till last week? Last week.
Well, maybe if you joined the league.
Well, I don't know how to join. You got to like actually do the computer. I'll figure it out. Why don't you send me instructions?
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know how to do the computer, boy.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really hard. Hey, so anyway, that was the East. So what do you think the Redskins will do? I have the Redskins going 7-9 because I think RG3 plays maybe 8 games this year.
I think the Redskins go 10-6 again.
Okay, well, good for you. I'm glad you feel that way.
I think the Redskins go 10-6. The Giants go 9-7, and the Cowboys go 8-8.
I think the Cowboys go 9-7. The Giants go 9-7. The Redskins go 7-9. Philadelphia goes 6-10, but they set a league record in points they've given that they give up. I think they'll give up an average of 33 points a game, the Eagles. But they'll score like 28 or 29 because this new offense that he's going to throw out there, it's going to be hard because you know what they do? They snap the ball. They don't do pre-snap reads and go through, you know, take it down to like 1 second. They snap it at 17 seconds. They've been doing that in the preseason. And what they're doing is they're going to wear out other defenses. And what's going to happen, though, is when their defense has to come on the field, the Eagles, they can't tackle anybody. So as long as you don't turn the ball over, you're okay. You know what I mean? They're going to lose a lot of games, but it's going to take a while for the Eagles to be competitive because they do have to draft some defensive players. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm talking with Roy. Do we have another segment after this? This is it?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Roy, do you all right, we're not quite done. Let's do the North. I don't like Green Bay this year. I like Minnesota going 10-6 and winning it all in that division. You got Green Bay?
Yes.
Roy, they're terrible. They're not that
good. They're not terrible.
They're not?
They're not.
You know who I like? I like Lacy, their running back. He looked good yesterday. You know, you're right. I mean, they do have the best quarterback in the league. So you have them going, what, 10-6, 11-5?
10-6, yeah.
Okay, how about Minnesota? Are they going to make the playoffs?
No. Minnesota will go 8-8.
Okay, and Chicago?
Chicago will be 9-7.
Okay, and there's another one, right?
Yeah, there's another team that plays in that.
Yeah, what are they called?
They're the Detroit.
I got them winning 4 games, maybe 5.
Yeah, I got them winning.
They're
five.
Horrible. All right,
five or six.
Let's do the West. Let's do the South.
South.
You think that New Orleans is going to be good? I don't. I think they're going to win 7 games. I got Atlanta winning 11.
I have Atlanta winning 12.
Oh, you think a lot of them. Okay, that's going to be the two teams that have a chance because Carolina sucks and so does Tampa Bay. They suck. We got 30 seconds, Roy. West, Seattle or San Francisco? They're both going to the playoffs, but which one's going to win it?
San Francisco.
Okay, I'll take Seattle just because you took San Francisco. Roy, it's been great, buddy. Hey, sorry you didn't get to hear your favorite guy in the world, Mike Wise. I love Mike Wise. Mike, thank you for coming on the show. Roy, we'll be back next week, and I'll be in Vegas doing the show, so you get to sit here while I'm in Vegas.
All right.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.